Well, the telecommunications industry has been under intense scrutiny over the last year in terms of its customer services practices. Yet customer complaints to the telecommunications industry ombudsman have never been worse, as Lexi Metterill reports.
Nearly 198,000 new complaints were made to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman over the last financial year. The Ombudsman, Simon Cohen, says that's 17% more than the previous year and a new record.
What we've seen this year is almost an explosion of complaints in relation to mobile telephones, a 50% increase in complaints, up to more than 112,000 new mobile telephone complaints.
The industry blames Vodafone's disastrous network problems of a year ago, but Simon Cohen says Vodafone can't cop all the flak.
They weren't the only service provider to have an increase in complaints, and in fact, only Telstra of our top 10 service providers had a reduction in the number of complaints we received.
But while the annual result is poor, the most recent quarterly figures show the situation is on the improve. John Stanton is the head of the peak body, the Communications Alliance.
What we did see, thankfully, is about a 15% improvement in the last quarter of the financial year as several carriers continue the improvement of their performance, particularly around the Vodafone issues that did have an influence on the numbers earlier in the year.
It is coming off a pretty low base, though, isn't it, that 15% improvement?
That's right. Overall, the annual result is a poor one. The industry acknowledges that and is working hard to improve on it. But the trend we are seeing, which I think will continue, is for a reduction in the complaint numbers.
The surge in complaints over the last year comes despite a period of intense scrutiny of the industry. The Australian Communications and Media Authority recently released an 18-month review into the issue of customer service. The industry has been forced to revise its own self-regulatory code, but it's dodged any major toughening up of the external regulatory environment. And the chief executive of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, Theresa Corbin, is sceptical that that will lead to a major reduction in complaints.
The great problem with that code is that it will be voluntary unless the regulator directs people to comply with it. So what we really need when it comes to complaint handling is regulation. We need a service provider determination or standard that's linked with a penalty so that there are consequences when complaint numbers don't go down.
John Stanton from the Communications Alliance.
The new code contains much stronger provisions around the content and the clarity that's required in advertising. It includes also the introduction of unit pricing to make it easier for consumers to compare between plans. And those provisions will certainly help to ensure that consumers get clear and accurate advertising in the future.
But it would appear that consumer groups do have cause for concern. The federal court has found TPG Internet has been running false and misleading advertising for its broadband services. Theresa Corbin.
It's clear to me that unless we have regulation, then we're going to see another increase next year.
That's Theresa Corbin, the head of the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, ending that report by Lexi Metherall. And in a statement, the company TPG says it's disappointed with the federal court decision and has been confident of its advertising, that its advertising had met regulatory requirements.